Good to be here in the house of the Lord this evening. I'm glad everybody got to come out, that was able to come out. I understand that some of them aren't able to come through the week. And I'm thankful that everybody's here that is here. It's like I heard about Brother Jerry's message the other day. This message is not for those that are not here. This message is for each and every one of us that's here. And I thank God for the opportunity to stand up here, ask you to pray for me. I've got a message on my heart that I've been kind of worried about preaching. But the Lord will see me through it. He'll help me through it. And I believe it is very needful for today to be preached, and especially the way the world is going. So if you've got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll do a little bit of reading there and do our best to deliver you what God has delivered us. And then get down out of the way so that the Lord's Spirit can work in the hearts and minds of people here today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to start by reading verse 1. And probably skip around a little bit in some other places that are very similar to this. Kind of give you an idea of the seriousness of this kind of scripture here. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For if this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now if Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. They shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested to all men as theirs also was. Thou hast faithfully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Let's go, Lord, in prayer one more time. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. God, we pray, Lord, that you'll ease our spirit, Lord. God, that we'll be, Lord, dear God, what exactly you'd have us to be, to say the words you'd have us to say, Lord, that we'd be able, Lord, to step out of the way, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit, Lord, take control of this body today, Lord, that you would just lead us and guide us, Lord. We might be able to preach the word, Lord, this infallible word, Lord, dear God, that's able to save our souls, Lord. God, this word that you've given us, Lord, dear God, for comfort, Lord, for direction and instruction and righteousness that we've just read, we pray that you'll help us, Lord, dear God, to continue to abide in the precepts, Lord, that you'll just help the word go out, Lord. God, let the seed be sown on good ground tonight, Lord, it may be able to grow up, Lord. Increase the faith of each and every one here, Lord. We thank you for these things. And we're glad that we know that you hear our voice, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I've got a couple other places to read that are very similar to this. Immediately, I think of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says in the first few verses, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, and that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things." So we've already read some scripture about how perilous times will be coming in the last days, and people of all kinds of different backgrounds, boasters, blasphemers, without natural affection, traitors, heady, high-minded, all these characteristics in men that says it's going to be perilous times. Now the last place I've got to go that kind of relates to this that I immediately thought of was Hebrews chapter 2. And once again, the seriousness of these scriptures. It says in chapter 2 of Hebrews verse 1, "Therefore we ought to give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which first at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them?" Now, I'll go back to 2 Timothy here and stay here for just a little bit. I begin thinking about that. You know, the persecutions that Paul said he endured over there in verse 11, said he had went through persecutions and charity, patience, and affliction which came unto him at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. If you remember way back when he was teaching in Acts, these are the places that Paul was thrown out to, amen, to be stoned in the midst of the people. And sure enough, as he was able to get back up and leave that place, some of these other men tried to follow him and try to take him out again over there in Acts. But that's what he's talking about. But he said, I thank God, he said there, I went through a lot of stuff in my life, went through a lot of things. Amen. But he said, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Amen. The Bible talks about in Psalms over there, hey, many are the troubles of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. Amen. I'm glad for that today, that we have a God that's able to deliver. Amen. That's able to save, able to cleanse. Amen. Able to make us ready to go. Amen. To the kingdom of God. Well, that's why. The Bible talks about in verse 12 there, "Yea, all that will live godly," not just me, but all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, "shall suffer persecution," Paul told him. He said, "An evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Now, that's where I'm going to take the biggest portion of my text tonight. I begin to think about this verse, and this verse came to my mind today. I was in the middle of getting ready to do my workout that I do every week. On Wednesdays, went down there, and I'd heard on the news about this shooting that had happened in Virginia. Amen. I didn't know anything about it until they told me. I don't keep up with the news because just about every bit of it's bad news, and I don't feel like being depressed. Amen. I'm blessed, not depressed. Amen. But I couldn't shake that, couldn't get off my mind. And as I was going home today, amen, getting ready for school, getting ready for teaching lessons, beginning to get all my materials together, amen, I looked that up on the internet where that had happened. They had a little bit of video footage of that. Amen. Apparently the man had actually videotaped himself with his cell phone, amen, committing these murders. And it happened on live TV. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." Amen. The fact is that we shouldn't be surprised when these things happen. Amen. We hear about ISIS all over the news. We hear about Al-Qaeda. We hear about Hamas. Amen. We hear about Hezbollah and all them people. Amen. And for some reason it just don't hit home, amen, until it actually happens at home. This was in Virginia. Apparently this happened. Amen. They showed footage of that, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. They didn't show the whole thing. They just showed up to the point of how were he committed to shooting these people in cold blood. Amen. At point blank range, a reporter was killed, and so was a cameraman. Amen. All because this man didn't feel like he got a training fire. Hey, because he got fired from a gun. And that stuck with me all day. And I began to think about that, and this is what came to my mind, is evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. What are we going to do about it? What are we as Christians going to do about it? Begin to think about that. Begin to think about Paul told us that in the last days, perilous times are sure to come. Talks about all the kind of characteristics these men and these people would have. Amen. That they're fierce. They're despisers of those that are good. They're traitors. They're heady. They're high-minded. They love pleasure more than they love God. Begin to think about the times that we're living in today. We're living in a dangerous time. Amen. Every day it gets worse and worse. The Bible says in Matthew 24, I believe it is, where it says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. Because sin is abiding in the world today and it's growing and growing. Amen. The love of many, the heart of many, the conscience of many is growing cold. Amen. I believe he talked about in Timothy as well. He warned Timothy. He talked about how men, some of them would have their conscience seared as with a hot iron. Amen. You can't tell me anybody would do such a cold-blooded thing. They wouldn't have any kind of conscience at all. And then that to beat it all. After he'd done this, he turned a gun on himself when they was chasing him. And the last I heard, he was in critical condition. Now this may be an odd message to most everybody, but I tell you what, this is what the Lord gave. Amen. This is the kind of thing that's going on in the world today. And this ain't over in Egypt somewhere. It ain't over in the Middle East. Hey, it could be as near as your next door. I tell you what, they have a name called terrorists, and the reason they call them that is because when they do these things, they cut people's heads off, and they go try to murder these people so that they would strike terror in the hearts of a community, in the hearts of a nation, so that they'd be wilted and fragile, not able to defend themselves. The fear would overcome them so much. The Bible tells me that God's not given us a spirit of fear. You know where fear comes from? The wrong kind of fear. Comes from the devil. It didn't come from God. It comes from the devil. Now there is a godly fear. That's a godly reverence. The Bible said that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And that's the same kind of fear that you would have for a parent. Amen. God, if He's your father, amen, you reverence Him and you respect Him as if He was your daddy. Hey, because once you know you get out of line, you know your daddy. Hey, can go cut a limb off a tree. Amen. Pull the belt out of his pants. Get him a paddle. Hey, where are you at? God can chastise His people. Why? Hey, because He loves us. Hey, man, a lot of people think that's child abuse today. Solomon even said, don't spoil the child or you'll hate him. Yeah. He said, it won't kill him. Hey, amen. And that's all the old folks used to say all the time. It won't hurt him. Yeah. Hey, it won't kill him. Hey, amen. And get him in line. Hey, amen. I remember many times I had to bend over and touch my ankles and boy, dread, the fear of God was on me there. The fear of Daddy was on me there because I knew I'd done wrong. And I wanted to get away with it. The problem with the world today is everybody's getting away with everything. There's no sense of fear anymore. They don't fear the law of the land, much less God. But God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I begin to think about this and I begin to think about all the things that I have thought about concerning this. And you know, every time it seems to me, hey, that somebody wants to turn a gun on themselves, or in the Bible, somebody wants to hurt themselves, hey, the devil wasn't much far behind. Yeah. I think about that Gadarene demoniac. Amen. That's what it says in the title of the Bible, but the word demon is not in the Bible. They use devil. Amen. That gathering that was filled with legions of devils, amen, had to be at least 2,000. Hey, because when he was cast out, he went into 2,000 swine. That man was filled with evil. And I begin to think about that. That man, amen, it said he dwelt among the tombs, said he cut himself, amen, said he hurt himself, broke the chains whenever they tried to bind him. All over the Bible, when you see somebody hurt themselves in that kind of way, I think of the old child. Had the father had come to Jesus pleading and said, I believe. If you can do anything, heal my boy.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he was tossing himself off into the water. And then he tossed himself off into the fire. Amen. And this boy had a demon in him.
Yeah.
He always tried to hurt himself. And even when Jesus cast him out, it said he rent him. Tore at him when he left. I think of the prophets of Baal over there in Elijah's time. What did they do to try to get their God's attention, their false God's attention? They cut themselves. Hey, it's evidence to me that everyone that has that kind of spirit has the wrong kind of spirit. For somebody to come up to somebody else in cold blood and gun them down, amen, tells me that the devil wasn't far behind. I can't help but think if they dig deeper in this man's life, no doubt he's got something to do with some bad practices on the religious side. I ain't got no way to prove that, but I'm just going by what the Bible tells me. Amen. When the devil come out of somebody, amen, they had something to do, violence had to do with it. Fact of the matter is, folks, in Ephesians, this is where the last part of my message comes from. You'll bear with me for just a little bit longer. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, and I want everybody to turn there. But hey, we've heard this all our lives. This is not nothing new. But amen. This is something new that we need for today's time. Paul said that even so many thousands of years ago that it's high time, hey, that we wake up out of our sleep.
Yeah.
For the day of Christ is at hand. How much more so today do we need to wake up out of our sleep to the fact that there are things out there. Amen. This world that me and you cannot see. Amen. That chases us down after our soul. Ephesians chapter 6. Bible says, amen, in verse 10. He tells the Ephesians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This next verse is key. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, and you may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. He begins to mention all the different pieces of armor, amen, that a regular soldier back in those days wore. Now, I think about, you know, in verse 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It may have been a man, hey, with flesh and blood and bones like me and you have, that gunned those people down, but I tell you what, the Bible tells me here, amen, we're not countering man, amen, that's the problem. We're wrestling against something much bigger, amen, than me and you could ever imagine. He said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, hey, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a spiritual realm out there. Amen, that a lot of us can't see. I can't see it, but I know it's there. You can feel it. Amen. You can step inside the doors of a house of God and feel the Spirit of God, amen, in that place. Amen. God has His Spirit in people in this world all over the place, amen, that have given their lives to Him and decided to follow that to this world, to give their hearts to Him. Why is it so weird and so strange we think that the devil don't have the same thing? Amen. The devil has his meaning too. Amen. We'll get to that in just a second. But I want you to notice this. Hey, we wrestle against, not flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. The fact of the matter is, the Bible records people being devil-possessed. And that ain't a thing of the past either. Amen. You can see all the violence. Amen. You can see they can call it religion. They call it what they want to. Hey, but anybody that will go to a country and behead those people in that country all in the name of the religion is demon-possessed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. A lot higher than me and you could reach. Yeah. Even God said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Hey, even Psalmist David said, how high is the Lord? His wisdom I cannot even attain unto. These things we don't even have, we can't even scratch the surface of what's out there. What are we supposed to do about something like that? Can't even see it. I mean, if you can go into the house of God and feel the presence of the Lord, what makes you think you can't go into a bar or someplace and feel the presence of the devil?
Right.
He's real. The Bible tells us to stand having the whole armor of God on. Hey, and we've heard that so many times, it seems like it's just another Bible story, same as Jonah and the whale, same as Noah the ark, same as all the other stories we hear about in Sunday school. But I tell you what, this is a very real thing. You never know when it may be you somebody decides to take vengeance on. You never know when the devil may go into somebody's house and decide that they're going to turn against you. Even Jesus in His inner circle, one of them was a devil. Turned to me to be crucified. We need to get our eyes off man and start asking God to help us to see our spiritual enemy before he comes and us don't even know it. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know what's going to protect you from spiritual wickedness? Amen. Wicked things in this world, powers, principalities. Amen. Having the truth. Having righteousness. Having the gospel of peace. Amen. Having faith, the shield of faith. to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. I was reading over a little while ago in Romans, found in Romans chapter 15, where he talks about how the comfort of the Scriptures brings us hope. Amen. It said, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And that's Romans 15:4, if you look it up. Amen. God wrote these Scriptures, amen. We just read them in the going, Timothy, for instruction, for reproof, for doctrine, amen, and also for comfort, amen. Comfort in the Scriptures. I find it comforting when you can read a psalm, amen, that David said, that you read a minute ago, that God hears my voice. And He inclines His ear unto me. I was simple and brought low, but He inclined His ear unto me. I'm glad that God had gave us a way. Amen. We might not be able to see the danger ahead. Amen. The old boy that was a servant of Elisha there and the Syrian army was coming against him. Amen. He couldn't see everything that was happening, but Elisha knew. He prayed that God opened his eyes and he saw on the mountaintops hundreds of thousands of chariots and angels. Yeah. And he said, they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Yeah.
Have no fear. The fact of the matter is, these things out here in this life, amen, the devil likes to use those to scare us, amen, into submission.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wallowing with this all day long. Amen, been thinking about it all day long. Amen, it's troubled my heart, amen. I've seen some grisly things in my lifetime. Amen. I tell you what, it's enough to make you scared for a long time. But amen, I'm glad that we have a holy book. Amen. That's bigger than any sword ISIS can use. Amen. It's able to cut into the dividing of the soul and spirit and the joints of the marrow.
Yeah.
That's God's Word. That's God's Word. Amen. That's God's Word. I think over there, Job. Amen. You think the devil, amen, where is the devil at today? I believe he's here on earth. Amen. I look at the book of Job and I see in the very first chapter some basic principles. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord, he said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from going walking up and down in it. Amen. Over there in Peter, we hear about Satan himself. Amen. Walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking who may devour.
Yeah.
Amen. It says that Satan, he's here on earth. When he came to tempt Eve, where was he? He was on earth. He's already been cast down to earth. Yeah. Amen. If we're having to face all kinds of things in this world today, we shouldn't think it's strange. Amen. It's the things that's going on. Jesus even warned us. Amen. Back in the old, in the New Testament, and some of the latter chapters, he talked about wars and rumors of wars. He talks about great earthquakes and pestilences and famines. Amen. And fearful sights and great signs in the heavens. And this is something I was reading a minute ago before we got here, over in Luke 21. Now you'll find in Luke 21, I think Mark 13 and Matthew 24. About the same chapter, about the end of the world and when the sign of His coming will be. Luke 21 was what I was looking at. He said in verse 25, he said, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexing and the sea and the waves roaring. Signs in the heavens, in the sun, moon, and stars. Have you ever heard about the blood moons? I mean, we've had them the last couple of years. There's another one coming next month, almost here. There was a solar eclipse in between those moons. You study up on those, there's some very interesting things happens. And because of those blood moons down through history, there are some signs happening in the heavens. I heard one preacher say that the heavens are God's billboard to man. I'm in control. That's what God says. I'm in control. But look at this next verse. This is what really caught my attention. Luke 21:26, he says, after all these things happened, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth and for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. I mean, men's hearts failing them for fear. When we see, like I just described to you, what happened in Virginia, that causes us to fear. When we see the thing that's going on over the Middle East with ISIS and all them other bands of people, that causes us to fear. We're human. Hey, we fear death up to a certain point. This flesh don't want to die. Amen. We have a spirit within us, though, if we're born again, we want to go on to be with the Lord. Amen. Even Paul said, you know, it's a good thing for me to be here. It's a better thing for me to go to the Lord. I'm in a strait between two. Yeah. And he said, whether I'm absent or present, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord.
Amen.
This flesh don't want to hear anything about it. Amen. Within this flesh, it likes to fear. It likes to be in control. It likes to know all the options that's going to happen. We fear the unknown because this flesh wants to take over. Hey, we have to learn to trust God. Men's hearts failing them for fear. I begin to think about that. You know, that's one thing that we don't need to let the devil win on that point. Amen. He said to take the shield of faith. He told us to have our loins girt about with truth. Yes, men are evil men. And seducers are going to wax worse and worse. So, hey, why be surprised in today's headlines we read in the paper? We was already told it's going to happen. Amen. I believe that billboard says it all that Kathy made. Amen. Yesterday's newspaper, I can't remember how exactly it goes, sis, but amen. Hey, the newspapers we see today, the Bible had it right the first time. If we would just dig in our Bible and look for comfort and look for hope and look for guidance, God said to give it to us if we ask in faith, not to wait.
Amen.
And when we see these things happening, amen, in this world, hey, even Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Before he went away, some of the last things he spoke to mankind was, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
You believe in God, believe also in me. What was he saying? Amen. Believe that I'm going to rise from the dead. Believe that what I say is going to come to pass. Believe that the signs of the times are going to happen. Amen. Believe that I'm going to rise again and go ascend to my Father where you may be also. And believe that someday I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And watch and pray and be ready. Don't look at the things on the earth. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Colossians chapter 3 to set your affection on the things of the heaven. Amen. I'm glad that we got a greater place to go to. This world keeps getting more wicked every day. Just like the song says, people's hearts are growing cold. They've forgotten how to pray. I want to be in the center of His will. Amen. I want to be in the center of God's will. I hope you've got something out of the message tonight. I know it's kind of a... I'm not normally a doom and gloom preacher, but I tell you what, I don't want to disobey the Lord. The Bible says not to fear man that can destroy the body, but fear God,
yeah,
who can destroy both body and soul in hell. I want to give you some encouragement. I want to help you, amen, along life's way. Amen. I want you to be prepared before it even gets here.
Right.
With the armor of God. Would we stand as we get a song?